Hello, this is Pastor Cal Hampton. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to our Second Mile podcast. It is my prayer that the Spirit of God might just enliven your spirit so that you might get a word from heaven today. And as always, you have an invite to come and worship with us down here at Second Mile Church on 804 Riverside Drive in Clarksville. May the Lord bless you. Thank you. We're going to be in Genesis 21 this morning. While you're turning there, let me just kind of introduce the message this morning about winning moms. This is Mother's Day 2019, and I know I get all of this. It's not a really jump up and down happy day for some of you. Your moms have gone on to glory. Some of your moms have passed away, and you're missing them terribly, and I get all that. And then others of you, your mom's not here because she's in a nursing home or assisted living or somewhere like that in a medical facility, and you wish they were here today, and you're missing her as well, and I get that. And then there's always a few ladies sprinkled in the congregation. Their desire is to have children, but they, for whatever reason, they don't have any kids, and your heart's a little tender today, and I get all that. But having said that, I want to say this. We are living in some of the most unusual times in American history. 40% of our families are now made up of single-parent families. And two out of three of those families, the majority of those families are led by single moms. Now, there's some single dads here today. And I thank God for single moms and single dads. Two out of three of these single parents are working two jobs to make ends meet. And four out of five of these single parents have children at home that are school-aged. And here's the disturbing part. By and large, the church has forgotten or ignored the plight of single-parent families. God has put us here to minister to everyone. And now I get this. I understand. I know what the standard is. I get that. The Bible's crystal clear. One man for one woman for one lifetime. I understand that. And the Bible teaches not safe sex, but no sex until marriage. That's the standard, and we can't lower the standard. But that standard's not being met today, and because of that, the family, which is the foundation and fabric of our society, is crumbling. And God has put Second Mile Church here to do something about it. We cannot forget these single parents. I talked to one last week. She's got three kids. Two of them are school age, and one of them is preschool. And she's working two jobs through the week and working a job on the weekends. She gets home in the evenings and has to cook supper for all these kids. And then after supper, she makes sure that they're getting their homework done. And then she's going to their ball games when she can. And she's trying to clean house and wash their clothes and take care of all the things that a single mom has to do. And this particular lady is also taking an online course trying to further herself to get some more education so she can help provide for her family. And I'm like, and you do this every day? She said, yeah, it all starts over again tomorrow morning. We have got to find a way to minister to single parent families. And not just single moms, but single dads as well. Amen, church? Amen. And so God's led me to a passage of Scripture. Now, this woman that we're looking at today, she's a single mom. She was young, she was attractive, she was hardworking, but she had gotten pregnant before she was ready to have any children. And after she had this baby boy, she spent about 13 years under the roof of this family. And then, for several reasons, she was sent away. She and this son of hers were sent away. And she finds herself with no direction, out in the wilderness, nowhere to go, nobody to help repair the car or change the dripping faucet. You understand where I'm coming from? She needs somebody to help her. And I want to look at this text today with a fresh understanding. This is a winning mom, and the steps that she took helped her to overcome. And I know this is a Mother's Day message, but the principles we're going to hear about today will help every one of us be successful. Tell somebody, I want to be a success. Now look at the other person and say it like you actually mean it. I want to be a success. Some of y'all wouldn't say that. He's not going to make me say anything. Yeah. All right. God bless you. We're in Genesis chapter 21. I want to start there at verse 14. If you would honor God's word, if you can, by standing to your feet. If you're not, you just honor God's word in your heart as best you know how. Genesis 21, verse 14. So Abraham rose early in the morning and took bread and a skin of water. And putting it on her shoulder, he gave it and the boy to Hagar and sent her away. Then she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. And the water in the skin was used up, and she placed the boy under one of the shrubs. And then she went and sat down across from him at a distance of about a bow shot, for she said to herself, "Let me not see the death of the boy." So she sat opposite him and lifted up her voice and wept. Father, make this text, this passage of Scripture, real to our hearts. Lord, all of us get into situations and circumstances that we don't want to be in. But oh God, would you minister life from your word to us today? I don't believe there's anyone in here that doesn't want to live a better life, that doesn't want to be a success in life. And while I've entitled the message Winning Moms, Lord, make every one of us a winner in Jesus' eyes. In His name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Now, Hagar is this single mom, okay? And I want to draw some application for us from her life and how she handled the situation that she found herself in. Hagar's hurting. And how do I say this? Through the manipulation of Sarah and Abraham, she finds herself pregnant and with child. Now, I know it takes two to tango, right? Right? And this isn't the Immaculate Conception. I understand that. But Sarah has said, Abraham, you know, God's made this promise to us 25 years ago that He's going to make a great nation of us. And that hadn't quite happened yet. And I think we need to help God out. Here's my beautiful handmaiden. Isn't she gorgeous? She's young. She's attractive. She's beautiful. Why don't you have sex with her? And then our family name can go forward with the child that she gives us. Abraham looked at her and said, sounds good to me. He should have waited on God. Amen? But he didn't wait on God. And so Hagar finds herself pregnant with child. And then when the son of promise 13 years later comes along, Sarah insists that Abraham send Hagar off. And so with God's permission, that's exactly what they do with Hagar. And now she has been cast out of the community. She no longer has family and friends. She's lost her financial support. I mean, she's emotionally distressed. She's feeling unloved and unwanted. She's out there in the wilderness. And she has no help. She's hurting. And I want to tell you, there are families all across Montgomery County this morning that are in the same situation. Hurting. Feeling unloved and unwanted. Feeling like just a cast off. And they need help. So Hagar's hurting. And Hagar soon finds herself very hungry. Bless God, Abraham sent her out with a wineskin of water and some bread. Basically, that amounts to a bottle of Deer Park water and a package of saltine crackers. And so her resources run out very quickly. And so now she's not only hurting without protection, she's hungry without provision. And there are families like that all across our city and our county. People who are hurting and people who are hungry. And of course, Hagar hurting and being hungry, that always leads to hopelessness. Hagar is feeling hopeless and helpless. She takes her young son. He's starving, he's thirsty, and he's weak. And so she places him under a shrub, something like this, in the shade, because she doesn't want to watch him die. And she goes off a little distance away. And she sits down and she cries. There are single parent families all over this community today. And that is their plight. At the end of the day, they're feeling so hopeless and so helpless. They go in behind their bedroom door and they sit down and just cry. But hallelujah, there is hope out there. And I want you to see what Hagar did. And if we can kind of follow this pattern that she set for us. How many of you like a happily ever after story? Right? I think all of us do. Here's the first truth that grabs me about a winning mom. A winning mom always cries out for help. A winning mom cries out to the Lord for help. Did you catch that there in verse 16? She sat opposite him and lifted her voice and wept. In other words, she's crying out to God. And by the way, God's available 24/7. He never sleeps or slumbers. God can give help and God can give hope. And I want to tell you, I don't care who you are, where you are, where you've been. I don't care about all of that. I can tell you this, God is available for help. Always. This is our greatest need, to call upon God for help and for hope. He is available to give us what we need. Do y'all believe that? Why do we wait to pray until emergencies happen? Every day we need to be crying out to God. We need to be calling on Him. How many of you know, man, you can turn the corner tomorrow and everything's falling apart. I mean, we are desperately in need for God. And so she's crying out to God for help. And I want to encourage you, no matter if everything's great today and wonderful, cry out to God. If everything's all right, cry out to God. If you're on the mountaintop today, continue crying out to God. Because guess what? You're going to wind up in the valley and then you are going to cry out to God. Trouble's coming. It comes to all of us. It rains on the just and the unjust. And by the way, verse 17 tells it. Well, let's look at it. And God heard the voice of the lad. Did you catch that? And God heard the voice of the lad. You mean He didn't hear Hagar's cries? Yeah, sure He did. Then the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven and said to her, "What ails you, Hagar? Fear not, for God has heard the voice of the lad where he is." Yes, He heard her cry, and He also heard the cries of that young son. I want to tell you, God's great big heart is always available and open for the cries of fatherless children. God has a heart for the fatherless. As a matter of fact, Second Mile Church, you listen to me today. Listen to me. James 1:27 says, "Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is to visit." That word "visit" means to take care of orphans. That's the fatherless. And widows. That's the spouseless. Is that a word? Spouseless? But if we do anything here Second Mile, those are the two groups we need to be ministering to. At least those two. Pure and undefiled religion before God is to meet the needs. And so the angel of the Lord says, "Hagar, God has heard your cry." Anybody here today give testimony that God's heard you? when you cried out to Him? All throughout the Bible, whether it's an individual, whether it's a child, whether it's one family, whether it's a nation, anytime you have a group of people or one person crying out to God fervently, do you know what our Father does? He comes running. He comes running. And so, here's the first thing we all need to do. We need to cry, like Hagar, a winning mom cries out to God for help. Well, we need to do that on a consistent basis. Here's the second truth I want you to see, though. A winning mom encourages her children. I'm about to bless you with some encouraging words. Look at verse 18. Now, let's back up and read 17 again. It's too good to pass up again. And God heard the voice of the lad. Then the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven and said to her, "What ails you, Hagar? Fear not, for God has heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the lad, and hold him with your hand, for I will make him a great nation." Winning moms encourage their children in the Lord. I said, winning moms encourage their children in the Lord. Winning parents encourage their children in the Lord. Hello, grandparents. Grandparents ought to encourage their grandchildren in the Lord. Are y'all with me? And so Hagar hears from, she's out of resources, and yet all of heaven has heard her cry and her son's cries. And so the angel of the Lord says, "Hagar, you go and lift that boy up." What he's telling her to do is you go encourage that son of yours. God's heard your cry. It's going to be okay. And so she goes over there, and can't you just see this? She wraps her arms around this son of hers, and she says, "Son, it's going to be all right. God has heard our cry, and He is with us." Can I just say this? Your kids need encouragement. They hear enough negative stuff out here. I talk to kids every day. There's about 8 or 9 of us that are reading buddies over at Moore School. And I talk to those kids every Monday while I'm reading with them. And many of those kids hear things like this. "Well, you're in the first grade and you can't even read yet. Or you're in the second grade and you're still stumbling over words. You're not ever going to amount to anything. You're nothing more than a failure." Kids hear that all the time. And before long, they start believing it. When's the last time you grabbed that child of yours and threw an arm around them and said, "I believe in you"? I'm so honored and proud to be your father, to be your mama. I'm so thankful that I am your grandparent. I'm so thankful to be your aunt or auntie or uncle. I am so blessed to have you in our family. When's the last time you've done that? I've told you about all the coaches I had growing up, and I want to tell you what. The people who really influenced me outside of my family, my parents, were the coaches and the pastors that I had in my life. And most of my coaches, Jimmy, were awesome. Most of them were just off the chain awesome. But I had one or two growing up, and I'll just confess to you, I probably wouldn't pour water on them today if they were on fire. You get my drift? I mean, it was okay to, you know, get tough with me and get rough with me, but if I didn't think you didn't believe in me, if I didn't think you were for me and trying to encourage me from time to time, hello! It's the same way with parents. We need to be, and then did you catch, watch this, look at this, don't miss this. He said, "And hold him with your hand." She not only encouraged this boy, she gave him her hand. And she took his hand. You know what that says to me? She said, come on, son, I'm going to walk with you. I'm going to show you the way. I'm going to lead you. She not only was an encouragement to him, she was an example for him. Preacher, that is good. You know why it's good? It comes straight from God's Word. Be an encouragement to your kids. Be an example for your kids. And by the way, let me say this. Anybody can be a biological father or mother. But it takes a real, born again, polished, powerful man or woman to be a mom or a dad. And parents, let me you probably already know this. Don't you love Charles Barkley? I don't agree with a lot of what he says, but I do agree with what he said several years ago. I am not your child's role model. Do you know who your role model is? Do you know who your child's role model ought to be? Do you know who your child's role model ought to be? You! That's who! Say that with me. You! That's who! Everybody together. You! That's who! And so winning moms cry out to God for help. And then they encourage and lead by example. Here's the last one. And oh mercy, we're on shouting ground now. Are y'all ready? Some of y'all look like you could really use some encouragement today. Let me give you something to go home on. Where's my buddy Blake Parks? Wave, there's Blake back there. Blake, you're going to like this. Because this is the kind of ministry Blake's been involved in. Verse 19. Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. And she went and filled the skin with water and gave the lad a drink. So God was with the lad, and he grew and dwelt in the wilderness and became an archer. He dwelt in the wilderness of Paran, and his mother took a wife for him. She went and found him a wife. I mean, supermom. And took a wife from him from the land of Egypt. Here's what's going on. She's, last point, winning moms walk by faith. Winning moms look to faith, look to the Lord by faith. Does that make sense? All of us can win if we'll look to the Lord by faith. Now, she had cried out to God. God had heard her prayer. She was obedient by faith. She did what God asked her to do by faith. She encouraged her boy. And then she looks up, and what does she see? A wineskin of water? A well of water. A well of water. A well of water. Oh, are y'all getting this? You see, when we cry out to God, brothers and sisters, when we call on Him, and then we begin to walk by faith and live in obedience to what He tells us to do, God meets our needs. And by the way, God provided that well, but what did she do? She had to go over to the well and draw the water and drink. And then because she was obedient and did what God told her to do, her son was blessed. He got a drink of water. I know I'm speaking to somebody in here today. I've got to be. I don't know what your situation is. I don't know what some of you all are facing, what you're up against. Don't know everything about everybody. But let me just make you this promise. If you will cry out to God, He already knows your situation. But He's waiting on your dependence upon Him. And if you'll tell Him about what's going on, and then respond as best you know how by faith in what the Word of God tells you to do, He'll meet your need. He'll meet your need. Whatever your need is, whatever your need is. The Bible is chocked full of how God comes to the rescue for those who are downtrodden. God takes special pleasure in delivering those who are in trouble. Hello? He does. I mean, you remember, well, we don't remember, but we know the stories, right? Or were some of y'all there in Bible days? Remember blind Bartimaeus? Once I was blind, but now I see. You remember the woman at the well? Who had husband after husband after husband after husband. And what did God do? Oh, y'all come and see a man who told me everything that I've ever done. God met her need. And then you remember the woman who'd been caught in adultery? Woman, where are all your accusers? I don't condemn you. You just go and sin no more. If you're here today and you've got a need, if you'll call on God and you'll cry out to Him, now I'm not talking about a want. I'm not talking about wanting a Cadillac out in the driveway. I'm talking about a real need. If you'll tell Him about that need, and like Hagar, you'll exercise by faith what He tells you to do and be obedient, He'll give you not a wineskin of water. He'll provide a well for you. And if you'll drink from that well, hallelujah, you'll never thirst again. And better than that, He'll go home with you. Woo! Aren't you glad you came today? God's Word is so applicable for us today. And I just want to say in closing, this woman right here cried out to God for me most of my all of my growing up years, and even several years after I was grown up. And she lifted me up and encouraged me. And then God sent me a beautiful bride, and she's been an encouragement to me. I am living proof. If you will cry out to God, and to the best of your knowledge, just simply say, yes, God will use anyone and meet any need that you may have. Let's give God praise. We've come to the most important time of this service. I want you to just put everything else to the side, and let's focus in right now on what God wants you to do. What He wants you to do, not your mama, not your dad, not your spouse, what God wants you to do. He brought you here today. He's the one who put you in that seat you're in. What does God want to do? I want to pray for you. And some of you are here and you need to draw from the well of salvation. And you need to pray something like this. Father, I am a sinner. And my sins have separated me from You. But I know that You love me enough to send Your Son Jesus to take my place and pay for all of my sins. I understand that. And by faith today, I surrender to You. Everything that I am, I give to everything that You are. You're Lord of my life. Come in and save me and forgive me. Thank You for saving me here today. If you'll pray something like that, God will meet your greatest need right here today. And in just a moment, I'm going to ask you to do that. For those of you that aren't sure, I'm just going to ask you to pray that prayer. And then I'm going to ask you to get up out of your seat and then just come share. Say, I asked God to save me today. And I believe He's done that.
This is Pastor Cal again. I hope you enjoyed the message. If you'd like to talk to me or another pastor, about some issue that you may have, a question you might have, you're free to call 931-332-6288.